Well, first off, Megan, thank you so much for joining me today on CJWE to talk about Country Thunder Alberta 2025. We're so excited. Now, first question here. As a concert goer or a first time attendee or a regular attendee or a country music fan, what can we look forward to the most this year?
I think our lineup this year is really impactful as far as the headliners. We've got three top-notch artists, Cody John Zimmerman and Old Dominion. And those second to close artists too could headliners as well. We've got Riley Green and Ashley McBride. I'm a huge fan. So I just think like the whole top six roster, A-plus talent, and every single one of them is going to put on an incredible show.
Oh my goodness, it is such a sop this year, like every year, of course, but to stand out. So when you guys, your festival application process, how do people get involved with the festival? Like, how do you pick them to play?
I mean, we always try and get ahead of our booking artists at least a year. We are looking at their tools, making sure that we have top-notch talent, that they're not busy on the road during this. We always have to do it in advance and look at who's come to Calgary in the past, performed really well. I know that Cody Johnson played the Saddle Dome, say, last year, and he got messages from people saying it was the best concert been to, and we need to bring him. Little did they know that was already, you know.
Oh my goodness, Cody Johnson, so good. I only saw him two songs once in a very different music festival or a big concert, but I needed to see Cody Johnson. So let's look a bit of the lineup a bit more. So of course, winners are Cody Johnson, Bailey Zimmerman, Dominion, but let's talk about supporting lineup because we have some great Canadians coming in.
We all want to shine a spotlight on Canadian talent, specifically Alberta talent. Tim Hicks is a great Canadian name, Barker Band. Those are some of the big Canadian highlights. Alberta talent works with Kelsey Kulik, Amy Heff, Beamer Wigley as well. A ton of Alberta talent. Lindsay Ellis from originally, so to have her back for a homecoming show is really exciting.
So for those a visit, what is your top tip for the Confluence Historic Site and band and making the most of the grounds?
I recommend people show up early. Always my biggest piece of advice, not only money's worth, but you'll get to check out some afternoon artists that maybe you're not there with. Maybe you don't realize how many artists you actually know. I mean, Wriggling at 3:30 or Avery O'Clock, those are artists you're not with because they are on a sick trajectory to become eventual heads and do their own tours. So early is always my advice. As far as getting to the festival, I recommend it takes public transportation, whether that train were super close, Uber, Lyft, those ride-ins, downtown have a ton of nearby parking. Our Platinum Experience ticket holders receive parking. So it's a great option. That way you can have a couple drinks, not worry about.
Yeah, getting everybody home. So how have maybe like the vibes changed? What has kind of changed since you guys did to the Confluence Historic Site? And what have been some of the positive aspects to
I mean, that city line is stunning mm-hmm. right behind the stage to see those city lights. It rings Calgary and that feel to the festival. Love it because, you know, if they're in Calgary or if they have before and they know their hot spots downtown, they'll check out some of our restaurants. It makes this festival a destination for people who all. It gives them lots to explore. It's the beautiful. We've laid some new grass and sod, so it just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, I bet. Now, someone who hasn't gone to Country Thunder before the first year, what is kind of like festival atmosphere vibes? Is it more big style, big temp, something more like the Calgary Stampede?
It does have that Calgary Stampede atmosphere as far as live music, different activities for people to do, just in a little bit more of a spot. We've got our main, we've also got a secondary stage. It's not too much of a competition between different activities, which is, we'll see the migrate from one stage to the next so that they can be talent.
Let's talk what else is on the grounds for people to be vendors, food trucks, drinks, kinds of things for people to enjoy.
Absolutely. We've got several bars, food trucks. I was going through the list and I'm quite excited for the variety that we've got. You know, your traditional fair foods, really great elevated options, some desserts. I love it. So very excited to have those. Some really great activities just for people to play, opportunities to win greets. So I encourage everyone to note all of the free samples and away opportunities on site.
Lots of things going on in between, which I think is so great for everybody. Let's talk more about the passes and tickets.
Absolutely. It's definitely what we want your festival weekend to look like. We allow people to kind of cater that to their needs. But our platinum gold circle pits put you right in front of the stage. So those people that money can't buy experience. Selfies, great photo, a lot of autographs or guitar pick from the artist. It's worth it if that's your priority. Some of our other options, Platinum, it's not as close, but it's along that walk. Gives you some really great VIP, like a private bar and restroom trailers instead of buddies. So if you want something a little more serious, that's always a great option. And then, of course, single day, if it doesn't allow you to attend all, or if there's one artist you're really excited for, tickets are only $99.